Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Thursday, June 4, 2026, is Athelred the Unready. Athelred II, circa 968, April 23, 1016, known as Athelred the Unready, was king of the English from March 978 to December 1013 and again from February 1014 until his death. The epithet Unready is a pun on his name in Old English, Ethel, noble, and red, council. He was the son of King Edgar, reigned 959 to 975, and Queen Elfrith. Athelred was born between 966 and 969, and very little is known of his early life. He came to the throne after the assassination by unknown perpetrators of his older half-brother, King Edward the Martyr, reigned 975 to 978. The crime deeply shocked people, but Athelred was too young to be suspected of involvement. Shortly after his accession, Viking attacks resumed after a generation of peace. Minor raids in the 980s escalated to large attacks from the 990s. As the English were rarely victorious in battle, the king and his advisors resorted to giving the Vikings tribute to leave England. In 1002, Athelred ordered the St. Brice's Day Massacre of Danes, which is seen by historians as a sign of his increasing paranoia, and this culminated by 1009 in the rise of Edric Streona to become the most powerful of Athelred's advisors. Increasingly destructive raids by Viking armies wore down English resistance, and in December 1013 King Swinefortbjerd of Denmark conquered England. Athelred fled to Normandy, but when Swine died in February 1014 he returned to the throne and drove out Swine's son Canute. In early 1015 civil war broke out when Edric Streona murdered close allies of Athelred's oldest surviving son, Edmund Ironside. Canute returned soon afterwards and Edmund and Athelred tried to unite against him, but suspicion between father and son hampered them, as did Edric's treachery and Athelred's poor health. Athelred died in April 1016 and Edmund carried on the war until he died in December and Canute became the king of all England. Athelred was only 9 to 12 years old when he became king, and during his minority the country was governed by his father's leading advisors, including his mother. When he came of age in the mid-980s, he rejected these advisors and adopted new ones, who persuaded him to grant them property at the expense of the church. By the early 990s he had come to regret the course he had followed and to see the Viking raids as God's punishment for his persecution of the church. The 990s and early 1000s formed the most successful period of his reign, when his advisors were of high caliber and there were major cultural achievements in Latin and Old English literature. Historians writing after the Norman conquest saw him as a bad king until the late 20th century, when a new generation reassessed his record and argued that although his reign ended catastrophically, there were significant achievements in the 990s and early 1000s. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 014 UTC on Thursday, June 4, 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Athelred the Unready. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Joey.